Hello, hello, Anchor Universe, it's me, Steph Star, back from a while ago. So I've taken a little break. There's been things going on in my life. I don't want to ramble on because I was going to at first, but I don't. There's just things going on in my life that are affecting my creativity because of how serious they are. You know, I'm in a transitioning period right now, and the creativity isn't flowing. But this morning, the creativity was awoken because J. Cole dropped 2 songs, and I was gonna come on here and record Drake's songs, Grease and Popstar, and then he dropped another one. I forgot the name of it, and it's just been like a really, really happy place in music right now, for me at least, because I like good music. Drake's music is, the songs that were released is more like summer vibes, really catchy tunes. You can learn a language or two. Seriously, this guy's amazing. But what did it for me was the 2 songs that J. Cole dropped. I think it was last night. I fell asleep really early. I didn't have a chance. I have a list here of stuff that I was going to speak about, and the time just kept passing. Today, baseball returns. Today is the first day of the official start of the 2020 MLB season. The Yankees play the Nationals. I used to work for both of them, actually. So I'm excited. I'm excited to watch an actual game. I know the Yankees are going to win, of course, but it's really good. It makes me cheese really hard. You can't see it, but you can probably hear it because baseball's back. So I'm going to just cheese all day. No one can get to me. Try it. So between the last time and this time that I recorded, or now, between the last time that I recorded and now, it's been a while. Academics was canceled because he went on a rant and got at a few people, which was way out of pocket. But I started thinking back, like, where did academics even come from? I only knew him from the Joe Budden show and from Twitter. He was like a Twitter person, but I don't know, he was canceled. I canceled him personally when he was a little too much of a fanboy with 6ix9ine for me. So he was canceled. The Fab and Jada entanglement happened. It's old now, but it happened. And now it's a new word that people have learned and a theme of music. It's being used in music now. You know, music has themes. So that happened with August Alsina. August Alsina dropped a song called Entanglement. It's just been crazy. What else happened? Pop Smoke album was released, really fire, really well put together. I am a honest person. I feel like it was a little bit rushed and it could have been a little cleaner, the sound, but you know, I always say I have hairy ears. I pick up on every little thing. So I let that one go. You know, he wasn't around to give his final seal of approval, but it was good. What else happened? Kanye West signed a deal with The Gap and also ran for president. Also asked to divorce Kim. It's a lot right now. It's a lot right now. And it's just things I don't care to talk about because this is people's real lives. You know, I'm a mental health advocate. I will always say, you know, don't make fun of people because anyone can have a lot of things that I talk about in my book are mental issues, and you'd be surprised. So it's not good to ever make fun of a person, but I feel like it's deeper, and I feel like he's wanted a divorce for a while now, and he's just now speaking up on it. I don't know. This is just my opinion, my little humble opinion. So Drake and DJ Khaled dropped Popstar in Grease, and they're both bangers. I love Grease. It's just a little pop. It's nice, and Popstar is also really good. Summertime music, I'm telling you. It's really summertime music. I feel like I actually came back at the right moment just because I was able to recap. You know, I always talk about like quality over quantity, and I don't ever want to put my name or my voice next to an episode of a podcast that I don't want to listen to if I'm in a bad place because of stuff that I'm going through in my personal life. So just bear with me. I'm bearing my soul here, my voice at least, and it comes with a lot. So Drake did that, and then J. Cole dropped, I have it here somewhere, I'm gonna get the name of it. Let me tell you something, the reason why I chose to come on here and record today was because J. Cole snapped for like five, this is a 5 minute long song that he produced, right, which is pretty dope. Not everyone produces their music, and they're actually really good. This man went in for 5 minutes straight. It's a 5 minute long song. It's just, I'm on it right now, and Drake is commenting on the song. It's just really, really good, and J. Cole's one of my favorite artists. And my tears, I have to get back to my musical tears. I kind of put that in a freezer. I had to take it back out and thaw it a little. What was I saying? Lost my train of thought. But, you know, I got thawed out a little, but J. Cole is up there to me. And it was interesting because for about the past 2 weeks, I've noticed on Twitter, there's like Twitter debates on, is J. Cole better than Kendrick? You know, who is he better than? Is J. Cole that big of an artist? To me, he is. He is definitely in my top five under Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z's number one. Who else? And I have to go over the rankings to see who, you know, Drake is in my top five as well. J. Cole is in my top five as well. And everyone has their own top five. You know, you can have your top three. You can have whatever. The reason why I think J. Cole is better than Kendrick is because he resonates to me a little more than Kendrick. There's not a single J. Cole song that I can say, I don't really like that one. And I can say that about Kendrick, but, you know, it depends on your music taste. So, this is like the stamp of approval. He's got it. And it's what he says, you know, is he's had it for a while now. Actually, it's been a decade. It's been over a decade, I'm pretty sure. I've been listening to J. Cole since Premeditated Murder, which is so slept on. Like, when people ask about J. Cole's top songs, people never mention Premeditated Murder. And this is one of the songs that had me, like, I was already listening to J. Cole here and there, but Premeditated Murder was like, oh yeah, this guy's hard. Lyrically, you know, his lyrical ability. And now he's producing, which is dope. I love that part of music. And I'm just glad that he dropped these songs because it was like the little ding, little just, you know, a little push that I needed to come back on here. I've just been going through a lot of different things in my life, and it's what I was saying about I don't ever want to attach myself to something that I'm gonna, of course there's growth, but there's also half-assed work. And I'm always the person that's gonna, like, if it's a group work, a group project, I'm gonna overlook it and make sure it's straight on all corners. And that's the same thing, you know, it's a gift and a curse because I am somewhat of a perfectionist, so it affects my other projects and my creativity, where it's like, I don't want to rush something. Greatness takes time. So, with that being said, I would rather work on myself and get myself together and be in the right place to record. And I know any content. I know it's been a while. But, you know, it's the Stepstar podcast. So, I'm going to record when I can. And in the meantime, keep working on myself, which is something everyone should do, and working on everything else, you know, gotta work on your mental health is so important. People don't realize how important mental health is, which reminds me of a person who clearly has a mental illness. I never wanted to speak on this person, but it's been made public now that Rocky has a stalker. Her name is Michaela Jimenez, and she has gotten as far as breaking into this man's house and going into his bedroom, which is really scary. And he said in court, you know, he's reached out to friends and family and different people asking about him. And I was one of those people. And it's really scary because when the chick was messaging me, I thought she was trying to be fly or just delusional. Like, I was like, you don't know this person. She started posting videos of her creeping up behind Rocky. It's really, really scary. And it's really real. And I don't understand why it's not a bigger deal. Like, this is this man's life. It's his livelihood, you know, where he sleeps at, where you're most vulnerable. And this chick is like camping outside his house. That's scary. That's like beyond number one fan. That's like, it's stalker, but it's like, if you are an actual stalker, not just the word and use, you know, like saying, oh, you're obsessed with someone, or oh, you're a stalker, like how we refer to people who can find information or who follow certain things, like a real life stalker. And I started talking to people, just different people, about the situation. I'm like, but how can a person find out where you're at? And they're like, well, if, you know, if you're that crazy, you can find geo points and you can locate people. And I think that's crazy. Like, there's no other word for it. Psychotic. And I hope she finds the mental health that she needs and leaves Rocky alone, because she's involved me now, and that's scary. I would be scared to have a actual human person. She was already physically aggressive with his assistant, so that tells you that she's unhinged. And the fact that the courts or the judge said he has to go back to court, and that there's like, well, she hit your assistant, not you, and she can sleep on the street even if it's in front of your house because it's public. It's just stupid and it's crazy, because are you waiting for something to happen, or are you waiting for her to get hurt? Because eventually that's what's gonna happen. I'm just saying, you know, you keep pushing people, something is gonna have to happen. So I hope she gets medical help that she needs. The mental health that she needs. And just, you know, leaves him alone, because it's not going to end good. So that was that. It's a really scary topic. But yeah, we should leave it on a good note. Listen to J. Cole, both of his songs. Oh, I got lost talking about one song. Lost in the Rocky gossip sauce. So the chick is crazy. She just claims to be his wife. She told me they married July 2018. Just real loony shit, you know, like actual loony shit. Not like half-ass loony, like this bitch is real crazy. So the first J. Cole song, the 5-minute one that I was talking about, where he went in and he just kept going and going, fucking amazing, is The Climb Back. And then the other song is Lion King on Ice. And I'm the type of person, I listen to songs on repeat. Like, I've replayed Grease, and what's the other song? Oh, my spouse is sick of those songs because I play them so much, but I don't care, because that's how I get songs out of my system. And if they're still in my system, I'm gonna keep playing them. Excuse the morning voice. I woke up super early today with Madison, and this has been the only opportunity to do this, and I had to jump on it, because if not, it wasn't going to get done. And eventually I'm going to get out this good mode on I'm in. That's why I'm like barely even speaking right, because I haven't even woken up fully. But that's okay, because this is how I like doing this, you know. Like, I'm a radio head, so my radio-ness is like, radio is live. And this isn't, because I get to fix it a little and it's a podcast, but it's the closest thing to radio for me, at least. So it's fuck it. It's spur of the moment when you can. Funky, haven't showered, just being honest. But I had the time to do it, and I was in the mode, so I had to do it. And just genuinely excited and happy about new music. That's it. Music can be drugs, the good kind, you know? And I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to go keep playing the songs. And I can't say when it's going to be the next time that I'm going to record, because I have my arms full. Like, I wish I could say it was my hands, but I have my arms full and I got a backpack on. And I'm just making moves. Like I said, I'm in a transitional period and it's just a lot of different things. And I have this on my head. I have the podcast on my head, but I have other things as well. And it's just right now, you know. I felt that song so much where he says, where J. Cole says, how long before I'm happy? And that's how I feel right now. And sometimes the people that are in the most pain just kind of like, we chuckle it off. So I got this chance to do it. I'm not sure when I'll be back to do it again. But I promise I will do it again. And I'll have some good shit. It won't be anything watered down ever. And just stay tuned. We got a long way to go. This is just the beginning. This is just the gates are open now. This is pre-game. Gates are open. This is just the beginning. So yeah, I'm gonna keep writing and keep doing what I've been doing in life and just preparing for this next phase in my life, which is like I'm in it. I'm not sure. I can feel it, and I'm open to all these energies, and I'm opening my third eye even more, and reactivating my pineal gland for like the fifth time, and just finding clarity. And I thank you for coming this far and hearing me. And I'll be back. Like I said, I'm gonna go play the fuck out these two songs, and then go play Drake some more, and then send Kanye good vibes, and you know, send the world good vibes, and get ready for baseball. Let's go Yankees. I'm so excited. Let's put good vibes out in the world, and stay tuned for more. Till next time, guys. Leave it cute and short for now. Later.